Take your Bibles this morning and turn to John 13 and 14. There. Just wanted to back up a little bit before we got to the 14th chapter, just to put it in context. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I'll be with you. You will seek me, just as I said to the Jews. So now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. And by this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him and said, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow until you have denied me three times." Many Bible scholars feel that the next verses are in response to what he just said to Peter. That had to shake him a little bit. That you're going to deny me. Verse 1 of 14 says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." I think Peter's at this point was troubled. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's the series of events or not, but many scholars believe that. "Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Let's pray. Father God, we just ask you, by your Holy Spirit, that you would make these words a profound reality in our life. Drive it deep into our being. Lord, challenge us through your Holy Spirit to walk with you in full commitment. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys are doing that. Walking in full commitment. And there's always obstacles. Paul said to Timothy in chapter 4:13 of 1 Timothy, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, and to teaching." Last week, Easter Sunday, we looked, the devotional was, "He's not here." He's not at the tomb. He ended up in the upper room. Locked, but he got in. Then he's on the beach. And he's already got lunch prepared for them. Or breakfast, actually. They've been fishing all night and caught nothing. Kind of deja vu to when they were called. They had fished all night and got nothing. He's caught up to glory, and I missed the word "to" there. He's caught up to glory. He's referencing that here. He says, I'm going to be departing, and you know the way." Well, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way? And that those are launching thoughts for a four-part series we're going to be doing starting this week, being people of the way. We've just read that portion. He says, in particular, I want you to notice, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Look again at verses 4 and 5. "And you know the way." I had friends from this assembly in the store on Friday night, and we got talking, and we were talking about the Sunday devotional, and they asked, are you going to be referencing Acts? Because in the book of Acts, it says, these are those of the way. This goes all the way back to this setting with Christ. Yeah, I'm referring to you two. Yeah. There's a significance to the way in the scripture. Rachel shared so eloquently about the impact of Circle Square in her life. From everything coming to Christ to your disciplines and your understanding and horsemanship. She said that was the training. It impacted her. And one of the things that she's been very adamant about is that the procedure with Circle Square with the horses is a way of training up to proper handling. There's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. Amen? We're to be people of the way. So we're going to just do a brief examination of this over the next 3-4 weeks. This devotional this morning constitutes just the introduction to the next three devotionals we'll be doing. He says, you know the way I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? I want us to look at specifically verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But I want us to do it in reverse order this morning. Okay? We're going to do the life, the truth, and the way. And it'll make sense 20 minutes from now. Jesus Christ is the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So we're starting the last one and we're working back up the way. The word here in the Greek is out of the Strong's is 2222. And it's that word Zoe. Yeah. That's how I remember your daughter's names, you know. This is Maya daughter, Zoe. You reach a certain age, you got to do games to remember names. Yeah. There are three Greek words that are translated life. They are uniquely different and they correspond to in a measure to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And most of the time when people quote this, they quote it backwards. But it is, in fact, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body. Most of the time when people quote it, they say my body, soul, and spirit. But it's actually spirit, soul, and body. Be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Greek word translated life in Luke 8:14 is bios. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on the way, that whole thought again, they are choked up by the cares and the riches and pleasures of life. And the word there is in the Greek is out of Strong's is 979, bios. And their fruit does not mature. Bias refers primarily to the natural physical life and those things that maintain the bias. Now, we're familiar with the root of that word, right? You know, in high school, how many took biology? It's bias. That's the root. Okay. I like Neil Anderson in one of his lectures in Freedom for Christ. He talks about who we really are. He says, if you cut off my arm, am I still Neil Anderson? We tend to identify people by the exterior, right? You know, some people say I can remember faces, I can't remember names. You know, anybody here like that? You know, some faces are hard to forget. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. And he says, you know, and he said, if you cut off my legs, would I still be me? He says, you can keep hacking away. I'm in here somewhere. But your real identity isn't the bias. This is very temporary. You know? A friend of ours, well, actually a relative, passed away about a week ago, Ken. And he was 20 years older than me, so he was 93 when he passed. When I first met him and his dear wife, I wasn't sure if they were believers. They were in a denomination that you couldn't be sure. But they came to Christ. And I'm quite confident of where Ken is. He was one of the nicest, most gentlemen you've ever met. But his tent is laid to rest. But that's not him. He's with the Lord. You're praying for your friend committed suicide. The Lord's the righteous judge. Wherever he is, it's right before God. But that tent is very temporary. Are you with me? That's one of the three Greek words that is translated life. And it refers to just this external physical life that we have. In Matthew 16:25, whoever would save his life, and the Greek word here in Strong's is G5590, psyche. Does that remind you of a word that you know? Psychology. You know? He'll lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And again, it's that same Greek word, psyche. That's our inner man. And it's eternal. The body will pass, but who you really are will remain. The question of where it remains is up to you in your response to Christ. This Greek word is translated in the King James Version as soul 58 times, as life 40 times, as mind 3 times, and as heart once. It's that inner being. The idea goes way beyond our physical life. It's who you really are, regardless of what happens to the physical. There's a you in that physical body that passes all of those things. Amen? But there's a third word. And it's here in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Zoe 22:22 out of Strong's. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 1:14, in him was life, in Christ. Not bias, not psyche. He had those. God came in the flesh. He came with a body. Amen? So he had that physical body. He had a character. He had psyche. But he had something more than that. He had Zoe. He had the life of God. In him was the life. And the life was the light of men. In the garden, when mankind rebelled, God said, listen, in the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And then you go to portions of the New Testament, especially Ephesians 2. When you were dead in your trespasses and sin, before I came to Christ, I had biology. I had psyche. I had character. Some might have said it was a little psychotic, but I had it. I didn't have Zoe. Jesus explained to Nicodemus, you can't see the kingdom of God except you be born again. And Nicodemus isn't getting it. What am I supposed to do? Re-enter my mother's womb and come out again? No, you got the bio. Nicodemus, you're an intelligent man. You're a Pharisee. You have psyche. You have that soul. But you lack something. You lack the life of God. You must be born again. And it's an abiding principle and concept and doctrine throughout the Word of God. You must be born again. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And I remember the first pastor we had, they had taken that verse and they used it. God wants us to have abundant life. So whatever you ask for, God's got to give it to you. Listen, folks, it's not bile. It's not psyche. The abundant life we're supposed to have is the life of God resonating through us. God filling us and overflowing through us. A dynamic of the eternal living God given unto us through the Son, Jesus Christ. That's the abundant life. And as I seek the kingdom of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added. But when I make those things my focus, I begin to put a cap on the Zoe in me. In 1 Corinthians 3, he says, are you not yet carnal? Focusing on the external, the bile, and the psyche, those things. He says, I want you to focus on God. Whatever you do in word or deed, Colossians, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the dynamic that's given to us through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not more bile. You know, I worked late Friday night after I finished at the store and tried to get the message all done because I wanted to take Lynn into Regina and have a nice meal and celebrate our 45th wedding anniversary. You know, she says, do you want Cheryl and the girls there because you were having dialysis? I said, we can have dessert with her at Le Macaroon. But she wasn't at the wedding. I want my bride. You know? And I had a lovely meal. I add it to my bio. Yeah. We need to make God the focus. That we can have more of Him. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Well, I want to thank, Eleanor's open for me. My printer died on me Friday night, and so she had to print this off for me this morning. Matthew 7:14, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. But it's not bile and it's not psyche. It's the life of God, Zoe. And those who find it are few. I was listening to, not listening, I actually saw it. It was in a printed form from a pastor. He says, narrow is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and wide is the gate and wide is the road that leads to death. And he says, that's a reflection of the anticipated traffic. Not at all. Because it's few. You're among them that have come to Zoe. Amen? Yeah. And we want to enrich and develop that. I'm glad I had some suspicion of the changes in your life because you announced that you were moving. If I hadn't known, I would have panicked. Yeah. And started crying, yeah. Because you're among the few that are not just taking the narrow gate and the narrow road, but you're herald saying, come with us. And that's what the camp's about. That's the whole purpose of the camp. I remember last week, Andre, we were sitting at the table and they were there, and I just listened to these people talk. And Andre kept saying, so you're involved in the circle. He says, that camp has to continue. Yeah, he says, who's the director? She's, yeah. It's a lighthouse. It really is. And it offers not more knowledge for the psyche, and it offers not more activity for the bio. It offers Zoe. It offers life to those that will receive it. And that's so critical. John 3:15-16, whoever believes in him may have eternal life. And again, it's the word Zoe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Zoe. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. They won't see Zoe. That's a wake-up call. But the wrath of God remains on him. I'm assuming, yeah, go to, just back up to the left a few chapters to John 5, 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears the word, my word, and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. Zoe. He does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to Zoe, life, the life of God. Your psyche, your soul is eternal. Where it spends its time in the future is up to what you decide to do now. What are you going to do with Jesus Christ? Verse 26, for as the Father has eternal life, has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. The word there again is Zoe. It's the life of God. It isn't a matter that God was born into the world. He came from outside the world. It's the only begotten Son, Emmanuel, God with us. Verse 29, and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life. The word there, Zoe, the life of God, resurrected into the fullness of the life of God. And those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Revelation 20 and 15. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of... This isn't the book of who's born into the world. This is the record of the book of those who were born into the life of God through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not the book of bile or the book of psyche. It's the book of Zoe. Your name was written down. You got baptized. You've made a confession of faith in Christ. Your name's written down. This couple, talked to them a few weeks ago, and they asked about getting married. One of the things I wanted to confirm is, have you made a commitment to Christ? And their response was, they're going to publicly confess it today. It wasn't a condition for me to do the wedding. I have done weddings just as basically as justice of the peace. But their wedding, I'm going to be using a Christian format. And for them to say yes to it, they have to confess Christ. And their name is now in the Lamb's Book of Zoe. You know? This is important stuff. Anyone's name who is not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. You make the decision. God doesn't send people there. They decide to go there. The only means to be a person on the way, that's the theme of what we're, this is the introduction to the three messages to come, is to be one who has accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior and has thus received the gift of life, Zoe. That's who you are. Jesus, Christ Jesus is the truth. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You can't come to an understanding of the truth if you're spiritually dead. Corinthians teaches that. The natural man doesn't understand the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned. Right? Chapter 2. Okay? When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit in you and with you, and he comes upon you. You've got the resurrected Christ in you. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got the capacity to understand the things of God and to understand the truth because you've got the life. That's why we're doing it backwards. Okay, that's why I'm doing the life first. Okay, because you can't, the natural one person doesn't get the truth because it's spiritually discerned. It requires the life of God. It requires Zoe. You've got it. If you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've got Zoe. You might say, well, I don't understand the Bible in its entirety. I'm just learning about it, and I'm just discovering things about it. That's okay. That's part of the growing process. But the bottom line is this, is you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have the capacity to grow in the truth of God. Amen? Jesus said, well, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 1:14-17, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. He's the truth. Truth isn't an understanding of this book. This book has got truth. Truth is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you've got Jesus Christ, you've got the truth. You may not understand it all. You may need to grow in it. You may need to be more committed to the study of the Word of God, but you've got the capacity to understand it. The natural man can't. Are you with me? This is critical. Yeah. John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Well, let's package this together. I don't think this is in the notes. In the beginning, you know, in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he became flesh. And well, you understand that the Word, the entire Bible is only an image of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He's the fullness of it. And as you accept Christ and you get more into the Word, who is Jesus, it becomes illuminated in your life and it begins to deal with you from the inside out. I've never been able to look into a cocoon, but I have this picture in my mind of it can't be a comfortable process for the caterpillar to spin that cocoon and then dissolve and be reformed as a butterfly. Does that even sound comfortable? You know? It's a metamorphosis. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable spiritual worship, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The word in the Greek is metamorphosis. There are some changes that happen in us that are not comfortable. Some of them are messy. But it's God working in us. Amen? No? He sanctifies us by the truth. How? Him personally. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's doing that work. You know, Ephesians 4:21, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. He's it. Yeah. 1 Timothy 2:3-4. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We're not talking about ginosko, knowing the word. Like there are those who are called Gnostics. It's from the word ginosko, to know. They want a deep spiritual insight and wisdom. And they would go beyond this book to try to find it. The Greeks are looking for knowledge. God says, if you really want to know the truth, you got to get into Jesus. He's the truth. We need more of Jesus. Ruth, what is that old hymn? More about Jesus would I know, more of his saving grace to others show. More about Jesus. He's the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But I don't get the truth if I don't get life from Jesus first. James 1:18. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. How were you brought forth? You were brought forth by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who birthed you again, who gave you Zoe, the life of God. He capacitates you that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is, we're not just talking about, when he says the truth is not in us, he's not talking about just knowledge. Do you really have Jesus? If you've really got Jesus, Jesus is continually putting his finger on your life saying, you need to get this in order. You need to get this in order. It's a dance. Allowing God to conform us to his will and purposes. When I was, I had the pleasure of being out at Andre's on Wednesday morning. And watching, I didn't just get to watch because they were little, your kids weren't there. So I had to work, I got to work the shoots there for a little bit. And these ladies, it was dazzling to watch them because they got to wrestle these animals. They grab their snout and they pull them out of their chute, and then they start to shear them, and they're controlling them by the snout and by the ear, and they're moving them with their feet. And I noticed they don't have shoes on. It's a different type of shoe. The one had felt, the other one had leather. Because they're moving the sheep with their feet, and a normal shoe would injure them. And then lanolin, right, in the wool, gets in that plywood. Normal shoes, you would slide all over the place. These don't. They're secure. Working with the Lord, he's shearing me. In John 15, he says he's pruning. Same concept. You know, there's stuff in my life. He says, you can keep this, but this needs to go. You know? Hello? Been there? You know? It really is a dance of faith, walking with the Lord. You know? Truth is, in fact, the Lord Jesus. Sound doctrine takes us to the person of Christ Jesus. I think it was A.W. Tozer who... It was either him or Spurgeon, one of them, said, I keep preaching the word until I get to Jesus. If you're hearing a bunch of preaching and they're not getting to Jesus, you're not hearing preaching. I won't tell you what you're hearing, but you're not hearing Jesus. You're not being built up. Okay? So that takes us to, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't get the truth unless you've got the life. You've got the life, the truth is in you, and you'll grow in your understanding, you'll grow in wisdom, you'll grow in knowledge. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 1 Timothy 2:15. No, 2 Timothy. Okay? We need to grow in it, but I can't do it without the person Jesus. He's my personal coach. He's my tutor. He's there. Never leaves me, never forsakes me. And he says, now I want you to walk with me, to walk in the way. The Greek word there is used 101 times in King James. Properly, a way, as in a traveled way, a road. I had an interesting drive here this morning. I was starting to drive back out of the driveway, and I noticed the fire engine coming up the street, and he just turned his lights on, so I waited for him to go by. And I thought, that's odd. There's only one guy in the engine. You know, usually there's more than that. So I'm heading out, and he's going to the service road, and he's going down the service road, and I'm following him. I thought, this is cool. People will make a way for me because there's lights on and I'm behind them. So I phone Lynn. I say, I'm following a fire engine, but there's only one guy in the engine. She says, well, I understand that there's a semi on fire. So we get out, and I can see all the smoke coming up. And there's already an engine there. They needed another engine to assist. They had personnel there. So that was the way here. And I phoned Cheryl and I said, you know, I don't know if she gave you the message or not. I said, be careful when you come this morning, because Mom advised me that they're talking about, because it was near the, this won't mean much to you, it was near McCormick's turnoff to their farm. And then it's a few kilometers down to the 47. And it was a solid line of traffic just sitting there. So what they're going to do is they're going to close one of the westbound lanes down and let the eastbound go on it, and then you're going to go single lane. Our way is always being adjusted by God. Walk this way. Walk this way. One of my favorite stories in the scripture is Jacob. Yeah? Wrestles with God all night. And he says, bless me. So what does God do? Dislocates his hip. Can I tell you the truth, folks? When you have an encounter with God and when you wrestle with him, your walk will change forever. He's going to alter your walk. He's going to, this needs to alter. He's the way, okay? A traveler's way, journey, traveling. Metaphorically, a course of conduct. A way, a manner of thinking. That should be feeling, not falling. Somebody already corrected it here. It's wrong in my notes. Very good, Tim. Okay? We don't live the Christian life based on feeling. If we did, most of us would have packed it in long ago. You know? You've had some tough journeys in your walk. If you lived that life on feeling, it would have been easier to just walk with the world. Because that cutting out is painful at times. I remember Neil Anderson sharing in one of his lectures how he and his wife agreed to give up their home on three different occasions to continue to pursue ministry. And then his wife got really ill. And for a fourth time, the house was taken away. And he says that was more painful because we didn't feel like it was our choice. Hello? You know, anybody that's been really ill understands that whole idea. You know, the pressing of God is not always comfortable, but the fruit afterwards is. You know, which takes me back to another old hymn. We'll understand it all by and by. There's some things right now I don't make much sense out of. You know, and there's sometimes I say, you know, if I were God, I wouldn't do it that way. You know, my sense of fairness and God's sense of fairness isn't the same because my sense of holiness and his sense of holiness are vastly different. You know, and we're commanded, be ye holy, for I your God am holy. You know, Acts 9 and 2, and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And I give you a number of references that refer to the way, which is what we're going to explore a little bit in the next three messages. together. There is a way to walk with God. You know? And one of the early ones that's given to us is in what we read in John 13. We need to learn to walk in love. And when I hear somebody say, I've been here for 11 years, and this is like my second family in Canada, because you care, I'm commending you and I'm admonishing you. We need to be people that are committed to walking in love. That's the way. It's the primary description of the way. We walk in love. We walk in compassion. We walk in mercy. And it's not always easy. How many here have ever prayed for patience? What does God do? Sends in a bulldozer. Because you don't need patience until there's a mess. You know, have you discovered the same thing about love? Somebody ends up on your lap that is more difficult to love than others. You know? Hello? Or is that just me? Yeah. Yeah. Walking in the Spirit more than anything else is described by the fruit of the Spirit. And it's a singular fruit, 9 adjectives. And the first is love. Second is, I had a lady walk into fellowship one Sunday morning in Weyburn, and I called her by name. I said, how you doing? She said, I got out of bed on the wrong side. There is no joy. I looked at her and I said, do me a favor. Go back home, get back into bed, and get out on the right side. And she looked at me. She says, it is my choice, isn't it? It is our choice. I hope to challenge you this morning. As we prepare to go into a series of 3 more devotionals. To be a person on the way, we must first enter into life. Zoe. That comes only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Zoe enables the individual to live their life in the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, who produces his fruit in our life and fills us with passion for the things of Christ Jesus. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right through the Zoe. He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but also more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God in you. Zoe, the life of God in you, who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. That's what it's